Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the game changer. The game changer. Now, if you've ever watched any sports at all, you know that there is a term called a game changer. This is a person, a process, or practice that changes a game and makes one team have a great advantage over another. You know, in basketball, LeBron James is considered to be a game changer. Sometimes it's not a player, it's a coach. In some sports, the coach can call so many great plays that he becomes the game changer. Well, isn't it great to know that God has given us many game changers, things that will change our circumstances, that will change our outlook, that will modify our destinies? Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have been given game changers. Jesus is a game changer. Remember John 10:10, where Jesus declared that he's come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He also said in Matthew 11:28 that we should come to him, all us that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give us rest. And don't forget the way he changed the game in John 14:6, when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are some game changers that God has given us, and those game changers are powerful. Can I give you just a few game changers we have in this Christian life? One game changer we have is the Holy Spirit. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the most powerful game changer of them all, because God has taken his Spirit and placed his Spirit on the inside of every believer. Jesus said it in John 14:26, that the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I've said to you. Have you ever been driving in your car or on a phone conversation and heard the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to you to say, "Don't say that"? You know, you were tempted to say something and he encouraged you not to do it, not to go there. That's the Holy Spirit, the power that we have. Remember, the Bible tells us in Zechariah 4:6, that is not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. It's the Spirit of God that allows us to do the things that we need. It's his Spirit that allows us to operate and walk just like Jesus. You see, sometimes my girls may need to go somewhere, and they might need some money, and I will give them my credit card in exchange. If I don't have any cash on me, I just say, "Here, take my credit card." Well, they know that when they've got that card in their hand, they can spend just like their daddy. They can buy just like I can buy. They've got my buying power. They've got the power in their hands to do whatever it is they want to do, because I've equipped them with the resources. Isn't it great to know that Jesus equipped us with the resources? Whatever we want to do, we've got the power in our hands, on the inside of us, to change everything around us. Yes, my friends, another game changer that we have in this Christian life is our faith. Yes, our faith is a game changer. Don't you recognize that we have the faith of God? The Bible encourages us in Mark 11:22. Jesus just said four simple words: "Have faith in God." Yes, my friends and neighbors, listen, it's better to trust in God than to put confidence in man, as the Bible outlines in Psalms 139. It's better to trust in God than to put confidence in princes. Yes, my friends, see, my vote is not a game changer. My faith is a game changer. See, the faith of God that we all have changes the game more than we could ever hope to at a ballot box. If we just trust and believe in God, we'll discover that he's going to make sure that we are okay. Didn't he tell us in Psalm 91 that he'll give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways? Didn't he tell us in Galatians 2:20 that we're crucified with him, nevertheless we live, yet not us, but it's Christ who lives in me, and that we live by the faith of the Son of God? Didn't he say that we could do all things through him that gives us strength? And he also told us in Philippians 4:19 that he'll supply all our need according to his riches in glory, not according to who's running for this or that, not according to any other thing, my friends, according to his riches and glory. Our faith is a game changer. Can I give you another? Our patience is a game changer. Yes, my friends, our patience is a game changer. The Bible Bible says, but let patience have her perfect work in James 1:4, that we may be perfect and entire, lacking in nothing. Then we discover in 1 Timothy 6:11 that we should follow after patience among all the other things. You know, my father is a patient man. He's a very patient man. For 40 years, he worked the exact same job. He knew that at the end of that time, he would receive a reward. And isn't it great to know, my friends and neighbors, that there's a reward on the other side of our patience, for us not ever getting anxious, for us not ever concerning ourselves, for us recognizing that there's no reason to worry, that God has got it and he's given us the power to handle things as we need to. We don't have to get bent out of shape. There's no frantic. There's no panic. We've got patience because we trust God. Yes, my friends, let me give you another game changer. Our words are a game changer. We are speaking spirits made in the image of God. You know, words can get us into trouble. Words can get us out of trouble. If your parents ever ask you the question, what did you say? You knew that you were in trouble because you messed up with your words. You know, we were trained as children to be careful with our words, and we know that our words have power. You can say the right thing to your parent and it'll make them say, oh, that's so sweet, I love you. You can say the wrong thing to your parent as a child and you'll be in a whole lot of trouble. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. What kind of words are you using? The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 5:2, be not rash with our mouths, and to not let our heart be hasty to utter anything before the Lord. Yes, my friends, we should be careful about what we say, but recognize that our words unlock doors. The Bible tells us in Mark 11:23, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can speak to situations and circumstances. Our words have power. God's given us the power to make our words game changers. Last and certainly not least, our love is a great game changer. Being kind is a great game changer. Showing love to everybody is a great game changer. Remember, the Bible says in John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that we love one another. Even as Christ has loved us, we ought to also love one another. Then he says in 1 John 3:11, for this is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. My friends, how would you rate your love? Not just for your family, not just for your friends, but for everyone you come in contact with. Are you bashing people and talking negatively about them and saying how much you can't stand them and how much you don't like them? That's not the way God wants us to be. Let's love, my friends and neighbors. We've got game changers. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.